The one thing we know about the November ballot is the fact that there will be at least one marijuana legalization question. That's Amendment 64. But the State Title Board has cleared at least two other proposals that seek to either decriminalize or legalize marijuana outside of the medical use. So what's the difference?
Well, believe it or not, these different groups advocating for marijuana reform sometimes have politics in the way, and they're competing. And so there is a little bit of a difference in the philosophy of these two groups. Initiative 40 deals with the fines and the criminal penalties for possession of marijuana. And Initiative 70 basically eliminates all criminalizing laws having to do with marijuana, and anyone over 21, according to this initiative, would be allowed to possess limited amounts of the product. So there's three different initiatives, and if they all make the ballot, voters will have their choice.
Well, as we have talked about before, supporters are also collecting signatures for what could be a third personhood measure on the ballot in recent years. And language has also been approved for a religious freedom initiative that is supported by Colorado Springs-based Focus on the Family. The wording on this is only one sentence long, but Jody, it's already causing some controversy.
Right. And one of the main proponents, Focus on the Family, believes that statutes is needed protecting religious freedom of expression, and that's why they're so adamant that this needs to be passed. It's been two or three years in the making that they've been working on this, but opponents really think that this is something that is unconstitutional on the face of it, and that religious policy does not belong in the state constitution.
There's also a concealed weapons initiative that is now out there, and a trio of procedural efforts that would change the way lawmakers repeal initiatives. Now, Jody, what's the likelihood of other groups coming forward with additional proposals? Is there still time?
Well, they're running out of time because the Title Board, which is the group of three individuals from Legislative Council at the Capitol, have been reviewing these proposals. And this is the group that basically makes sure that the proposals read clearly and that they, when they get in front of the voters, people understand what they're saying. They're meeting one more time, April 18th, and then that's the last time that they can consider initiatives for this election year. The calendar is such that they have to be cleared by the Title Board, and at that point, they can begin collecting signatures.
Well, this ballot is already going to be crowded with congressional races and a choice for president. So how many proposals are too many, and at what point do voters just start checking off boxes?
Well, back in 2008, the last presidential election year, Colorado had 14 initiatives on the ballot, and I think it was the second most of any state in the country behind California. I think what you mentioned, and when there are a lot of them, people tend to just kind of turn off and most likely vote no on many of them. That's happened in the past. But I don't think we're going to have that many this year, but 2008 was the record breaker so far.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.